Hello, my name is Goran, I'm from Italy.
My name is Nguyen, I'm from Vietnam.
My name is Michael, I'm from Norway.
So today we're going to discuss about megacities. So do you have megacities in your countries?
Well, Vietnam is still a developing country, but we have several big cities. The city I'm from, Ho Chi Minh City, is the biggest city in Vietnam. And we have people flocking from the countryside to the city every year. And the population keeps growing, but infrastructure is not capable of keeping up with the population. So we kind of have some problem right there.
No, Norway does not have any mega city. but even so, we have problems with infrastructure. We have huge car queues. But they're actually, right now, they're doing everything they can to develop that infrastructure. And most of our capital, Oslo, is actually planned. Well, it's planned for the roads to all be subterrestrial.
In Italy, the biggest city is Rome. It's a really ancient city, as you know. And so, for this reason, it was built for horses, for a really small amount of people, not 5 million as we have today. So the biggest problem in Rome is the traffic jam. Sometimes it could be terrible. You can be stuck in the traffic for hours, and you just start to think, I wanna get out of here.
Do you have any kinds of rules, or like there's days, specific days where you cannot drive if your sign has this specific number or something like that?
They try to do that, but drivers in Rome are really famous. They don't follow rules. It's really hard to have car incidents. They're driving like crazy. They are really stressed out about traffic jam, and so they're screaming. It could be stressful.
Does the government try to renovate infrastructure of the city?
The problem is it's really interesting, because when they're trying to dig into Rome, they find something, some monuments or something like from the Roman Empire, and they have to stop everything. So they cannot just destroy, you know, the columns, or that they find some new houses under the ground and
or catacombs.
Catacombs, yeah. So really, so that's why it's really difficult to dig into Rome, right, and build new metros, for example.
So maybe for Italy, it would be better to create a new capital, like a political capital, like in Brazil, where they have Brasilia, which was specifically built only for the politicians.
It would be much better to move the capital in Milan, actually. I think that too. But it's too much history in Rome to just say, oh, well, let's move it out somewhere else.
But would you say that urbanization is a problem in Rome, that more and more people are coming to Rome from other places, and what would you think is the reason for that?
No, really. It was a problem some decades ago, but not now, not really. If you can avoid a big city, you do. Yeah, you. But as we know, the biggest opportunities that you have for work, for everything, are in the big cities. So this is the main reason.